From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. Coming up, the effort to coordinate millions of dollars worth of international aid. But first, the casualty numbers continue to rise as countries affected by Sunday's tsunamis count their dead. Officials believe at least 76,000 people were killed. Sri Lanka and Indonesia account for most of the dead. On the ground in Sri Lanka is John Lancaster. He is South Asian bureau chief for the Washington Post and spent the day in Trincomalee yesterday. Today he joins us from Batticaloa in the southeast region of Sri Lanka. What was the scene as you traveled through the affected areas?
In Trincomalee itself, the city of Trincomalee, which is a city of about 100,000 people, when you first drive in, it looks relatively normal until you notice the fishing boat that's on the sort of causeway that leads out to the city, and then you start to see a lot of flood damage on lower-lying properties, and in fact about 25,000 people in the city were displaced from their homes. But where you really see the damage is when you drive out a little ways. There's just a tremendous amount of devastation there. There are also several rather nice resorts, or formerly nice resorts, that have basically been flattened.
I'm just wondering, the magnitude of this disaster is almost more than the human mind can cope with, and sometimes the smaller stories are the ones that really make the event more real for people. Have you seen an incident or one observation that particularly captures this event for you?
I've seen several. The one that's sort of freshest in my mind, because I was just there, is in Trincomalee. There was a hotel there, obviously had been a lovely hotel in a grove of palm trees, and in fact rooms there went for upwards of $100 a night, which is a lot of money in Sri Lanka, and it was just absolutely flattened. And then immediately next door was a small house occupied by a woman, a poor single woman who makes her living selling soda pop in a little food stall, and her father, who she lives with, is a gardener at the hotel, and it just showed kind of the leveling effect, literally and figuratively, of this disaster, in the sense that it affected people throughout the economic spectrum. I mean, the people who own this hotel face potential financial ruin. It's not clear that their insurance is going to cover the damage. As do the poor people who earn their living from the tourists, like this woman and her father, in his $50 a month job as a gardener.
What are the conditions for the people who are displaced? Are they able to, do they have shelter, and are they able to get to clean sources of water, or is that going to be a problem soon too?
Well, it could be. I mean, it's again, I have kind of a very small focus view of this, because I only know what I've been able to see here. And in the larger towns like Trincomalee, for example, seem to be fairly well supplied with relief supplies. In fact, we followed a relief convoy into the city yesterday afternoon. But certainly the conditions are pretty dismal for the people who have been displaced from their homes. Most of them are putting up in schools or Buddhist temples or churches. They're sleeping on floors. They've moved in with relatives whose, houses might be on perhaps higher ground. And, where I was, people did seem to have adequate drinking water. There was a lot of bottled water being brought in. But the needs are immense, and it seems likely that there are certainly going to be pockets where people are in pretty desperate need.
Washington Post South Asia Bureau Chief John Lancaster in Sri Lanka. Thank you, John.
Thank you.